Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us right now. Mehek Cook will be up with us in just a little bit, the third hour of the program. Mel K not feeling well today, so she will not be jumping on with us. But we'll take your calls in a little bit, probably in like, I'd say about 30 minutes. You want to join the show? Want to sound off about a topic we've discussed thus far? Well, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539 is the number you call in if you'd like to chat. And I think it's going to be a good one. Like I said, Mehek Cook is an attorney. She's on the ground right now in Ohio, and she's confronting alleged Somalian fraudsters. And they don't like it. They don't like it at all. So we'll talk to her in a little, I'd say, about 5 minutes. All right. I am keeping my eye right now on Minnesota as well. The Minneapolis mayor is using his opportunity right now to hold a press conference and pretend like, I don't know, they're really dragging this ICE-involved shooting of Renee Good. They don't want you to know the truth about it, and the facts are she put herself in that bad situation. She did. You know, they don't hold these types of press conferences, by the way, in case you're wondering. They won't hold them if it is a ICE agent who's killed, ran over by a left-wing terrorist. They wouldn't. The mayor of Minneapolis wouldn't care. But now they're using this as an opportunity to kind of pivot from the fraud investigations that are going on right now, because a lot of them in Minnesota are very, they're allegedly very close with the fraudsters. And so now this is the great pivot that they're hoping that they could utilize. And they're hoping you're dumb enough to fall for the distraction, but you're not. You're not. And it was good news yesterday from the vice president, Mr. J.D. Vance, who went up to the podium yesterday and said, we're going to hire just a U.S. attorney to just focus exclusively on the fraud, because it's obviously so massive. Billions of dollars of your money has been shifted over to Somalia, which at this point, I mean, if it wasn't such an awful place, I'd say you might as well just make it another state, because we're funding it anyway. But we don't want them. We don't want it. It's been an absolute disaster. And they're hoping you're just as dumb as they are. That's the reason why they're sitting here and trying to lie. They're trying to ignite. And again, it's the same lead characters of the BLM riots. They're hoping that they could ignite the 2020 BLM riots. I mean, that is their dream right now. These people are morons. All right, like I said, we got our eye on a lot going on, though, all across the country. You know, we've been covering a bunch of topics. The fraud is obviously very, very important. It truly is. But I, this morning, kind of started off a little spicy, and I was like, what are we doing about convictions? We're trying to get some convictions, maybe? You know, we go down the list, and every single day we talk about how there's been no major arrests. Things that the American people truly care about, right? Because like Tish James, I don't like her. But she wasn't out there, you know, using AutoPen. She wasn't out there, you know, misusing the FISA courts. Yeah, she's a troll, but I mean, it's like low-hanging fruit. And it didn't even stick. And then there was, you know, the charges against James Comey didn't stick either. Again, that was low-hanging fruit, literally the bare minimum. I mean, the guy could be accused of a lot, didn't do enough there. Maybe you're like, what about John Bolton? Okay, what about John Bolton? He worked under who? Oh, the Trump administration. Okay. So none of the Democratic operatives who should be held accountable have really been held accountable. But we're told to clap our hands like a bunch of seals and say MAGA. We're a bunch of morons. You know, you, the people, have every right to question why we haven't seen any major arrests. And I'm done with all of these people who think that you don't. If you dare raise any questions, concerns, or just say, hey, what's going on here? They call you a mean name, you black pillar. No, I'm actually just asking questions. And I actually ask questions against all federal agencies, and only a couple of FBI or DOJ, those are the only ones that are really angry with us for not being fluffy and cheerleaders. Well, don't be a cheerleader. Be someone who asks questions to your federal government. And don't be intimidated just because they're going after those who do ask those tough questions. All right, we got a lot more to discuss in a minute. Mehek Cook joining us. Don't go anywhere.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, third hour of the program. We're excited you're still with us. Of course, this is more to discuss, a lot going on around the country. And we're not going to let them divert your attention from the core issues here. Your core issues are, where's the money going to? Where is your taxpayer dollars going? Because we were told that it's going to go to help low-income American families to pay and cover their daycare and health care services. And we could all support that if that's actually where it was going to. And there's a lot of allegations being made and a lot of investigative journalists who have been plugging away and trying to find out where your money's going. And it's obviously getting a lot of attention. It's not going well, though, in Minnesota. They're hoping that the ICE-involved shooting in Minnesota will be a way to divert the attention, but we're not going to fall for that. Let's shift gears, though. Instead of Minnesota, let's talk about Ohio for a second. Because Ohio does have a high Somalian population. And if it's not just, you know, they try to say like, oh, it's, why are we only picking the Somalians? Well, why is it the consistent factor in all of this? Something that you shouldn't be afraid to say out loud, because if it's factually true, it's factually true. And attorney Mehek Cook isn't afraid to say the truth. In fact, she's received a lot of tips in regards to potential fraud that's going on in her state, which is Ohio. And she's doing what anyone who's trying to investigate these claims would do. And that's just simply knocking on doors, trying to ask some questions, trying to learn more about these services that these companies are saying that they actually do. So obviously, if you're a legitimate company and you want to do business in this country, you'd be very welcoming when someone like Mehek comes knocking on your door and just wants to ask some questions. Unless there's something very strange going on here. And that seems to be the case in Columbus, Ohio. And Mehek, well, she had quite the interesting interaction with two Somalian-owned businesses. Take a look at clip 13.
Don't call the police.
Yes. How may I help you?
Oh, are you with this?
What is going on?
I was just going to ask a couple questions about home health care for somebody in their 90s.
We know. We're not ready to answer questions.
Okay. You're not taking patients?
No, we're not taking patients.
Okay. All right.
So, ready to go.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hi.
What are you guys doing here?
Asking about home health care services.
Look, you're not asking about home health care services. I know you. I know you.
I don't think you know me.
I know you.
Okay, I'm Mehek.
No, I'm not gonna shake hands.
That's okay.
You.
That's fine.
You can record whatever you want.
Oh, I know. We're recording
because
I was assaulted.
I know you're just spreading a lot of bunch of BS.
What's the BS?
You're talking about Somalis. I've seen you so many times in Fox News.
I've spoken about the issue in Minnesota or Minneapolis in particular.
Listen. I'm listening. You're from India. You're not a white person.
I wasn't trying to pretend I was.
Listen. Get out of our house. You're not supposed to be here.
This isn't private property.
It's not private property.
Look, we've got every right to be here.
No, you don't have every right to be here.
We have every right to be here.
What are you guys spreading lies?
Wait.
We're not spreading any lies.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, you guys are not supposed to be here.
Because your last name is Cook doesn't mean that you're white. You are from India. And you are just spreading a lot of bunch of BS.
It's not a bunch of BS. Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are
telling me that I can't ask?
Why are you coming to harass us?
We're not coming to harass anyone.
You have no right to be here.
We have every right to be here.
No, you don't have
right to be here. We have every right to be here.
There's no ticket to harass. You said we have no right.
We're not harassing anyone.
You just run around. You just go.
Just knock on the door. You guys are the ones handling us.
We're simply asking questions, and then you guys are trying to intimidate us.
You guys are healthcare.
You guys are trying to intimidate us right now.
You guys came to our office.
You guys are threat. You guys are trying to intimidate us. You're telling us we're not allowed to be here. Why do all of you have your phones out right now?
Yeah, because we wondered.
Why do you have speakers?
For safety. For my own safety.
For our own safety too. You guys have no right to be here. You guys got to leave right now.
As you can see, they are not very welcoming to Mehak, but we are here on InfoWars. So welcome to the show, Mehak Cook. She's an incredible attorney. She is obviously a great MAGA fighter, and she's just trying to get to the bottom of all of this. And, you know, Mehak, it's quite strange to watch this video because, number one, he didn't want to shake your hand, so he's not very welcoming or kind. And number two, they're accusing you of trying to, I guess, pretend to be white, but you've never done that. You've been very open about all of this. I guess they see your appearances on the big networks like Fox News and others, and they're just like, oh, this girl is trying to expose us, and that's why they're so angry with you. But all you're doing is simply fishing through the tips that you're receiving and trying to see whether they're truthful, whether it's a legitimate business, and they're just not very welcoming of you. So what was your reaction to being assaulted yet again? I think this is the third time you've been assaulted, and then having to be met by this group of Somalian men who are trying to intimidate you.
Well, Brianna, the fact that I am going to these establishments, knocking, asking for permission, and some of the establishments have been very open. They've invited me in. They're answering questions. This one in particular, where I'm being cornered by three men, it was in a hallway. I never knocked on their door, and I was walking away. Let me tell you, this building has 34 home health care services, and we have visited three times, and we've maybe talked to two to three legit businesses that actually invited us in to explain how home healthcare services work. The intimidation, the name calling is not going to stop us. And let's just be very clear. It doesn't matter whether I'm white or brown, Indian or Somalian. What we're pointing out today is if there's alleged fraud, we should be able to take it to the state of Ohio. And what these people love to do, they're in the pocket of the left, is they like to make it about race, and they bait you through race. Mm-hmm. So they're telling me they know who I am. They're telling me what my last name is. They're telling me I'm not white. Great. I'm glad you have all the facts about me. Let's talk about your business. Let's talk about the fact that your business has been locked for 3 days, probably weeks. Haven't seen any customers. You don't want to answer questions. And then you're intimidating us, screaming at us. They followed me four flights all the way down to the end of the building and continued to scream and threaten me. I'm not going to back down because these are our taxpayer dollars. We're paying for home health care services that are needed for vulnerable Ohioans and Americans and daycares. Same question. I mean, everybody wants to point out the no trespassing sign. Well, let me tell you something. You can have a no trespassing sign, but still knock and be invited in. And the door was unlocked. So there was a click. I walked in and immediately was assaulted by this man. Who in America wants to leave their children with a man like that, especially when there's no children in there? Where are our tax dollars going? These are legitimate questions. And for the mainstream media that continues to ask me why I'm knocking on doors, I'm an American taxpayer. I have every right to ask questions of a business, and they have every right to tell me to leave. And I have done just that. I think it's appalling when I get continued barricaded with, why are you asking questions? Why are you there? These are just simple questions we should be able to ask as citizens of the United States and as taxpayers.
Yeah, and you should be able to ask those questions. And I think it's quite alarming that all you did at that one daycare center is you simply walked in and you were immediately pushed back. Do you think, and based on just what we saw in the building to the healthcare facility or the office building itself, do you think that they're passing around your image, or do you think that they're just seeing that these are viral clips online? Do you think that's like a well-orchestrated effort in Ohio right now to push back against you immediately once you show up to these businesses? You're getting millions of views, so obviously you're capturing a lot of attention.
Yeah, they have a group chat. One of the ladies had said, you're in a chat, and it goes back to how most people communicate, right? We communicate via text message. I remember Muhammad Ismail, who is a representative in the Ohio State House, specifically addressing Ohioans, saying that they have a group chat on WhatsApp with all the Somalians on how to make sure that they send money back to Somalia. So it doesn't surprise me that they have my image, and I have nothing to hide. Every time I go to an establishment, I knock, and I find it repulsive when people are asking why I'm attacking Somalians. The bigger question is, when you have 82% of daycares that are open Monday through Sunday from some of these hours are 6 a.m. to midnight, who's staffing them? Where's the oversight? I mean, we have a massive problem with our audit system as well. So, yes, they know who I am in many places. By the way, Brianna, I'd say three in my entire investigation have actually said, please come in. We'll answer your questions. We have nothing to hide. And I think those are gold standard businesses that are actually showing transparency. That's how you treat citizens when you're taking our money. That's just my opinion. And anybody who says out there that I'm targeting Somalian businesses, you have to sit back and wonder why most of these businesses are being owned by one type of community and why they feel they're being targeted when we're just asking simple questions. I also had a reporter yesterday, this is my favorite, ask me why I haven't gone to a white business. Well, let me tell you, I consider that extremely racist. And if you'd like to send me a white business in Central Ohio, I'm happy to knock on their door.
Yeah, no, they should. They should send you those tips because you're fishing through suspicious activities, tips that are coming in. And I think that's really important for us to understand. And again, you're not accusing them of anything, Mahek. You know, you're an attorney. You understand that this doesn't mean that they're guilty of any fraud, that you're just simply looking and asking simple questions. And like you said, there are certain business owners that are very welcoming of you. You know, we were just playing the video of one of the daycares. I believe it was a daycare. And before you get in there, it's these women, they're all kind of like bickering back and forth, but one woman does let you in. And I think she gives you a tour of the facility itself, but it was known as, they spelled it wrong, but Sunshine Daycare, I believe, was the name of the learning center. I'm sorry. Tell us a little bit about this experience.
So we walked up to this daycare, we knocked and rang the door, and they all have cameras outside, which I think it's extremely important for the safety of children. Yeah. We waited and then walked away thinking nobody was going to open the door, which is their right. And the next thing I know, we're being screamed at by a Somalian woman, and the owner of the daycare is actually following me and saying, hey, we have no issue. Please come in. Please come in. And then the Somalian woman that's trying to attack us is screaming at the daycare owner saying, don't let her in. Don't let her in. And the daycare owner says, I know who she is. And I have no problems. I have nothing to hide. I'm happy to answer her questions. And this Somalian woman then continued to scream. And we received a tip that she called the police. And the police came and spoke to us. And I said, look, the daycare owner invited us in. And what's amazing is this daycare owner then approaches the police and says, I invited Mahek in. I wanted her to see my facility. And the reason why nobody is seeing that video is, again, there's children present, Brianna, and my commitment has always been to protect the children that are in that facility. And she had lots of kids there. There was laughter. There was joy. She gave me paperwork on how to register. She told me how much it costs. And she said that she knows that there's fraud allegations out there, but she wants to be somebody in the community that shows she has nothing to hide. And I applaud her for that. And that's why I posted that video.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And you know, I love the fact that you're sharing those stories too, because it's not clickbait. And you're making sure that you see and you carry up both sides of all of this. Mahek, I also wanted to ask you about this. We're going to play this clip for you guys right now, clip 14, in regards to potentially a loophole that might be utilized against this one business who is allowing parents to scan the front door without actually having to come on in. You detail just that. Take a listen.
The director, she's already gone.
Okay, what time do you usually open and close?
6:30 to 5.
Okay, so you're open right now?
Yeah.
But you don't have anybody you can speak to me about?
As far as giving you
a form?
Yeah.
Okay.
She already left for the day.
Okay. All right. Are you open Monday through Friday or
yes.
Weekends as well?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right.
Monday to Friday?
They're open from Monday through Friday. I think the most troubling part about this is they have two buses parked out front. There's no children in there that we could hear or see. She said the director left at 3 p.m. She doesn't know any rates. And on the front door, it says no longer accepting debit or credit cards. They're only accepting money order, cash, or check. and then they have a post-it and a mobile sign-in sheet outside their door, which means that as a parent, you could come in and mobily sign in your child, but never actually physically go in the building. Ask yourself, that's a loophole for fraud, alleged fraud, right? I could say I'm taking my children to this daycare. I can use my phone outside the facility. I'm not even entering the facility. I mean, that's a red flag.
Yeah, obviously, this is quite alarming. What else did you learn about this situation?
So I actually asked a lot of daycares that actually spoke to me, and I will be posting another clip where I said, you may not be doing this, but if I bring my child in and I forget to register them, what happens? And I watched, by the way, one daycare who said that they always sign in children. A parent walked in, did not register their child, and continued through the facility. So when I asked several daycares, what they said to me was alarming. They said, you can backdate. Backdate means that I could run a daycare facility today and continue to backdate as an employee that children were actually in the facility. So when the state of Ohio continues to say that everything is based on attendance and we're better than Minneapolis, maybe you're allowing people to backdate. So who's actually checking that? And the other troubling part about all of this is when you look at all of the inspection reports online, these are public record. It specifically states in many of the non-compliance, there's attendance issues. Well, guys, if there's attendance issues, then why are we giving our state taxpayer dollars to them? And I actually did talk to an insider in the department that will not be named, and they told me that it is very hard to shut down a daycare because I actually read a report to them. There was blood, shit, soiled sheets, you name it, outlets that were uncovered. One of the daycares was watching these children from a video. So they weren't even in the actual room. And I said, how are you not shutting them down? And she said, we don't have the authority. So talk about a low bar. If this is how we're treating our most vulnerable population, our children, what are we doing with elderly care and so much more? I mean, our system is broken. This is why I say audit America. But first, let's audit our audit system because it is not working and we have to do better for our children. I know for a fact that the legislature wants to change the laws and strengthen them. And I know for a fact that our auditor of state is also looking into this. So there's a lot of people that want to change the system and that aren't going to say this is the cost of doing business.
Yeah. And Mahek, you know, I floated an idea of my own out there and I'll see, you know, if you've got anything. But I feel like at this point, the funding, the billions of dollars that we funnel in to help cover the expense of daycare services, I would rather just see that be given to mothers, American mothers, to stay at home and raise their children and so that they don't have to worry about working. Because I know so many people who could barely afford the cost of daycare and they're literally just working and they're maybe taking home a little bit of the extra cash, but the bulk of it goes to these daycare companies, these facilities that they're sending their kids to. How can we get better use of this money at this point? Is it just always going to be we should just give it to these daycare centers and hope for the best?
I think we need a two-prong approach here. I think that there are women that would do very well raising our own children and being able to have some sort of funding as we're homeschooling or staying home with our children. We have to be better. We're the same party in the Republican Party that says don't have abortions, but we never provide solutions for our mothers and young women that get impregnated and then have to take care of children. So there's a path forward. Ivanka Trump had actually gone out talking about the Family Paid Leave Act and continuing to allow mothers to either stay home. We have to work better with women and trying to get them the funding if they do want to stay home. And there's creative ways to do that. I mean, homeschooling should be up 100% of what we're paying, even public schools, if a mother wants to stay at home. And we're having those fights today. So that's one bucket. But the second bucket is if you want to be a working mom and you don't want to stay home, then there's a solution. Let's go to daycares that have a strong compliance, that are actually taking care of your children, that are watching them, that are making sure sanitation is of the utmost concern, that have the proper ratios. And then the state is actually boots on the ground auditing. We can't make it so easy that anybody can get a daycare facility. I mean, ask yourself again, why are these daycares boarded? Why are people assaulting me? Why are there no children present? Where are tax dollars going? So it's a multi-prong approach here. But if we don't change our system, our welfare system, we're going to continue to be stolen from. And Brianna, I can't tell you how many people are telling me they don't want to pay taxes. And look, I don't blame them. I don't want to give my money to any illegitimate business that isn't taking care of children, elderly, kids with autism, and adults that need care. This is theft. Taxation, in my opinion, now is theft from the American people, and government has just proved it.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had enough of seeing all of this. It's really infuriating because these systems started off with a great idea that we had put in place, and they have been completely abused. I don't know if it's going to be any way for them to really truly restore it and restore the trust of the people at this point. But Mahek, you're doing an incredible job on the ground in Ohio, asking simple questions that unfortunately many do not want to answer. So thank you for all the incredible work you do. Folks at home, give her a follow on X, Mahek Cook. That's Mahek Cook over on X. She's posting all of her videos there, and that's where you're going to want to view them. So make sure you do just that. Mahek, stay safe and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we are keeping our eye on a lot going on right now. I don't know if you heard this audio. It's the first time I heard it this morning in clip 9. It has to do with the Minnesota AG, Keith Ellison. Now, he was caught on audio dealing with a bunch of individuals that were later charged with fraud and convicted of fraud. But listen to what they're asking of him. Take a listen.
In an audio recording behind closed doors, meeting with a group of soon-to-be convicted Somali fraudsters, they were asking the attorney general for help to get more funding. Listen to this.
The only way we can protect what we have is by inserting ourselves into the political arena, putting our votes where it needs to be, but most importantly, putting our dollars in the right place and supporting candidates that will fight to protect our interests.
That's right.
You can only protect our interests when we have your back, and you don't have to worry about who's behind you.
And also, this group was talking about, as you heard there, supporting his campaign. So Keith Ellison is pushing back on this. He said that he takes fraud seriously. He shared in an op-ed writing this, "I took a meeting in good faith with people I didn't know, and some turned out to have done some bad things. I did nothing for them, and I took nothing from them. But some of those now convicted Somali fraudsters did donate money to Ellison's campaign, according to documents obtained by the Center for the American Experiment."
Ah, surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. They might have donated to him. Can't talk about that, though. Can't. We got riots that we need to stir up in Minnesota. Look the other way, American people. You see, this is what goes on, and this is what they're trying to divert the attention from. You can't let up on this, though. It's too big. I don't know why they thought they were going to get away with this. It's too big for them to cover up at this point. Shouldn't have gotten to this point. There are plenty of red flags getting thrown up everywhere, but here we are. Here we are. Folks, don't let up, especially also, we won't even play the clip. I don't think we have time to. In New York, they're also expanding their funding right now. Kathy Hochul making that announcement in regards to childcare. Obviously, Zohra Mamdani, the communist Islamist, was the one really pushing for this during his campaign trail. And we all know where that goes. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of daycare centers, learning centers popping up all across New York City now. The money, it just keeps getting shifted. Keeps getting shifted. Some say shifted, actually. Some say terrorist. Some say theft. Some say treasonous pigs. But it is going towards terrorists. We all know that. No surprise there. All right, folks, buckle up. We got more to discuss in a little, just a little bit. I'm asking you guys to call in if you want to sound off on a topic we've discussed thus far. So the number is 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. That is the phone number you're going to want to call if you want to join in on the show and weigh in. We got a bunch of callers, too. So we're going to be going down the call list. Want to hear from you again. So call in. In the meantime, also head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We just launched the limited edition Support Your Local Ice Braves t-shirt. It's up right now on the site, thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. Oh, it's been a very long show. A lot of stories to dive into. A very long week, but it kept me busy. Hope it kept you guys busy as well. I want to turn the microphone over to you guys all right now, because we're taking your calls, 877-789-2539. And let's start things off with Chris in New York City. Chris, I hear you have a different strategy than what I took up as a former New Yorker. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, you give this advice, get out of New York. You know, Gary Noel, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a radio host for a health pod broadcast. He says the same thing. The thing is, you can't run away from it. I know a lot of young people. I'm older. I'm in my late 70s. So a lot of young people who got together and bought a house, you know, a little while back, and, you know, they're not going to give up so easy. And the way to change everything is to find out who's funding all of this nonsense. George Soros, people like that, maybe these aid programs where the money's bouncing back to corrupt the city council. You have to fight back because you can't run from this. Wherever you go, it's going to catch up to everybody. The way to stop it is to organize, pressure your politicians, or whatever you got to do. Otherwise, you'll be running for the rest of your life.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're getting with that, Chris, because obviously...
Because imagine if someone moved to Texas like Gary Noll says, oh, there's a good section part of... And they go there and they're miserable. They're going to go after Gary Noll. It's you got to be careful. You know, my father always said, politics and religion, watch out when you're in business. Sort of the same thing, but we're all in a political situation now. Thing is, you can't run forever. You got to put your foot down and fight. If you're going to die, well, you're going to die anyhow. So, I mean, what's the difference?
Well, I mean, I had a little bit of a different approach. I'm a girl who likes to carry with me. So for me personally, Chris, you can't do that in New York. So, you know, I've had a couple of, and this is why I'm okay with women leaving, because the reality of it is, and again, I understand female votes have what led to the toxic things that we see playing out in New York City. But, you know, when a man's coming at you in New York City and he's looking to rob you, sexually assault you or something, I mean, you can't carry a gun, can't carry mace, can't carry a taser in New York City. So I can't square up with homeboy. So, you know, we're going to have to just get up and go at that point. That was my strategy. And Florida, obviously, I did pretty good, I'd say, at trying to push and make sure that those who were coming and moving over with us to Florida weren't going to bring their blue voting habits there. And here in Texas, we're fighting like hell to keep it red. Supposedly, that's what the state is. But I get your point, Chris. Yeah, you can't. But, you know... I like carrying. Thanks, Chris, for jumping in and giving us your perspective on that. We appreciate it. And thanks for fighting over in New York City. We appreciate that. Let's turn to my friend, Bill. Bill over at the Loomer Fan Club. He joins us now. Bill, welcome back to the show. Bill, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Welcome to the show, Bill. How are you?
The crew did nothing wrong. The crew did nothing wrong.
They never do. It's always me.
Never. I love the crew. Brianna, I don't know. Can you confirm? I think Laura Loomer was on the doomsday plane with Hegseth yesterday. And I just put the pieces together today. So yesterday, Laura took off to go with Hegseth over to LAX he's going to initiate some people, swear them in, new guys, and then they have some defense industry leaders. So Laura put up a picture. Here I am by the plane. I'm like, okay, United States of America, blue line. I didn't notice the bubble on top. Then she showed a clip of Hegseth coming up with his motorcade to get onto the plane. And on her stream, you'll see that. Then she shows a picture. Here's Hegseth getting here and, you know, coming off the plane. It's a big door. It's a different door than you usually see them off. Then I read information about this doomsday plane making an arrival in LAX, first time in 25 years, blah, blah, blah. Looked it up on Grok, see what the plane is for, you know, command center, can stay in the air forever with refueling, resists EMPs, nuclear attacks, blah, blah, blah. So then I look back this morning, I'm like, hey, is that the plane Laura was on, or did they take two planes? Look back, and I think Laura Loomer was riding on that plane with Hegseth on the doomsday plane. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, I can't say much right now, but what I can tell you is media is allowed to fly on that plane, yes. It's been ongoing for a bit, so you might be onto something, Bill. You might be onto something, Bill. I don't know what we're allowed to say, but you're... Nothing gets past Bill. Nothing gets past Bill. Yeah, I mean, it looked fun, though. It looked fun. I like the videos. I like the photos. Those were pretty cool. I guess all I could say. Bill, I appreciate you calling in, though. Nothing gets past Bill over at the Loomer Fan Club. We appreciate all that you do, my friend, so thank you. All right, let's turn to Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Oh, breaking news. This just in. Karen has been shot. No, I shouldn't make light of it, but the Karen woman got shot in Minnesota, and I want to say that leads to my experience with covering protests and also seeing on InfoWars it matched. It's always white women that are the most irrational and the craziest, and there's very few, when you see like even Black Lives Matter, there's very few minorities and few black people. And when there are black people and you talk to them, they're always usually the most rational and polite. And my experience locally, there was a small Black Lives Matter and there were these white women, and I was telling them, you know, like about the followers not being in the home, and that that's an issue, and like the Democrats. And she said to me, no, it's only good to have two parents if it's same gender, like a same-sex couple. So then a black older guy with two cute little girls came with a homemade sign, and I said the same things to him, and he was completely in agreement with me, the irony that, you know, that the whites were contradicting what he wanted. He wanted to be a good father, and his father wasn't there, and he started talking about how people were going after the police. That was, and I mentioned Chicago, the black on, and he started literally like cheering up. So it was so different to see how the black person was responding. And when I did Justice for Trayvon in New York City, there's almost no black people, but the few that there are easy to talk to and nice. And I saw on InfoWars the same thing, Black Lives Matter. Savannah Hernandez had a sign that said Blue Lives Matter. And a Karen, a white woman, came out swatting, trying to take the sign down. And it appeared that there weren't any black people on the wide shot, but obviously there was just one. This young black girl comes out and supports Savannah, even though she was Black Lives Matter protest. She said, no, everybody has a right to their opinion and their sign, and don't assault. You know, so it's the same pattern. Few minorities, and you hardly ever see black people there, but they're always nice. And the whites are like preppy, mellow, you know, like richer white guys that are socially there, I think, to meet girls, and they're easygoing to talk to. But it's like the whites are self, the white women are the self-hating, I think, too. Like there's something self-hating, but they should follow your example and be kind-hearted and rational.
Yeah, yeah. It probably has something to do with all of the antidepressants, the birth control, and then the eating of the ultra-processed foods. I think that might get you to that point. But, you know, we appreciate it, Andrew. You weighing in on that. You're definitely on to something. Let's turn to Mike in Chicago. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brianna. I'm calling in regards to the guest you had this morning from the Raw Egg Nationalist.
Yeah.
Who was asking the right questions, but coming to open-ended or the wrong conclusion. Mm-hmm. All men are created equal. There is both weak and strong people of every race. Every race is basically the same. The trouble here, the solution, the conclusion I draw is that because of the laws from in this country regarding protected classes and hate speech, hate crime laws, and various other laws, white men, and especially, are being gagged, and they're afraid of losing their jobs and speaking up. And it doesn't mean they're weak. It just means they don't want to lose their job and all that good stuff. It's very simple. You follow me?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. Yeah, I think it's a difficult discussion. I guess kind of pushback. I mean, would all of that have happened if we were stronger and wouldn't have allowed them to kind of, I feel like it's kind of like a bullying position that we've now taken on where everyone's too afraid to speak up and speak out on those issues. And we've kind of put ourselves in that position. I think that might've been what he was alluding to, but Mike, I'll let you give the rebuttal there.
Yeah. It's just these big cases in history have essentially, you know, shut the mouths of these of people that they can't fight back. They don't have a they don't have speech anymore, so they're backing away, and that's what it's until these laws are changed, you can't possibly begin to fix this problem.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot, you know. Here in the homeland, though, Harmy Dillon doing a pretty good job at this. I flagged that story that we talked about earlier in the show about the New York City commie that was looking to potentially discriminate against white homeowners in New York City. And it's on her radar. And so this is something that she's going to fight for. So, that's all we have to do. We have to push back. We definitely have to. Thanks, Mike, for calling, and I appreciate your time. Let's turn to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Do you think that, or who do you think is more efficient or better at going after the systemic corruption, whether it be state level or it's federal, the country? Do you think that the government is better, or do you think that the so-called black pillars are better?
Well, what do you mean by that? The people online who give commentary and raise concerns? Is that what you're referring to when you say black pillars?
When I say the so-called quote-unquote black pillars, I feel like they, when people are utilizing the term, it's a deterrent and it's effective, sort of like along the lines of the CIA coming up with, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist,
mm-hmm.
along those lines. And I say, okay, well, first of all, when you say black pill, and you say, bring the receipts. Okay, bring the receipts and explain in detail and show us your information and we'll show you our information and we'll see. That kind of black pill.
Yeah, so like it's the federal government's job to check all of this. And obviously like the bulk of, I think, conservative voices right now who are expressing their what's being labeled as being their black pillars, expressing those concerns because they're not seeing what they voted for. They're not seeing what they wanted to take place. They're not seeing what they endorse folks for. I think that that they're being mislabeled as a black pillar. But I like what you said there, Chad. It's the same thing as the conspiracy theory angle when they call people conspiracy theorists. I think it's a way to alienate them, to demonize them in a way, and then to also discourage people from coming forward and voicing their concerns. I think when it comes to the issues that we've talked about, corruption is the main issue that I know it's the heart of our audience, of course. We want those who were corrupt public figures, government officials, to be held accountable for what they've done, whether it's the Obama regime, the Biden regime, they're both together at this point, though. We've just demanded that there were certain key players in all of this that we know have committed crimes for those folks to be held accountable. And I think you as a taxpayer, you as a voter, you have a right to go out there and voice your concerns. I'm not happy when, you know, I've done over these last few months, people who I thought we were friends, I'll put out a report and because it's not very favorable to, let's say, the Trump administration, whatever agency, this one specifically that I'll cite was the DOJ. You know, there was accounts like Cat's Herd that quickly jumped on me and was attacking me, even though, you know, him and I have jumped on phone calls. We've always been friendly back and forth, supporting one another. Just because you disagreed with me, it started with the name calling. So I think there's like this big issue that I have with folks who want to go after other individuals who you may have a disagreement with. But I think, Chad, our core issue here is that we want people who have tried to destroy this country, we want them held accountable. Because if they're not held accountable, what's the result of this? Well, the next Democrat that comes into the White House will go after all of us. And we saw it get progressively worse because nobody was held accountable during the Obama years. And then when the Biden years took place, it got way worse. And we're talking about Obama years, a couple of journalists being spied on, to then during the Biden years, we saw the raids being taken place at their homes, like James O'Keefe and his journalists. So when we sat back and watched what took place, we do have a higher set of standards for our government officials who we truly respected, we endorsed. And so I know a lot of people have an issue with it being called out, but I think you, the American people, have every right to call it out. And the good thing also about the Trump administration is the president, he takes well to his base voicing their concerns. So I don't think we have to sit there and be cheerleaders. I think we could sit here and call out government officials who we deem are those who aren't doing their jobs or aren't filtering out the swamp creatures that have penetrated these agencies, these bureaus, and are, you know, still carrying out the job of the deep state. So, Chad, does that answer your question?
Bingo.
Thank you.
You're doing it. And regardless, and my point being is that it's a way of deflecting, and then it's a way of getting people pinned on top of we already have enough people against each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need more now. And then it's this layer on top of layer on top of layer. And again, if we want to take it a step further, I think Doge provide AI. With the right people, hand over fist, handled exposing a systemic, fraudulent government better than human beings.
with the right people backing it, it's more effective. And we keep going with this. Well, we got to wait. And the clock is running out at the same time. Nick, the Knicks of the world, the Steve Bakers of the world, you, Alex Jones, InfoWars, your crew there, everybody that wants to get truth out there is now all of a sudden going to affect the midterms. No, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Just get things done and do it because it was mandated. Do it properly and get rid of the corruption. This state is falling now. Again, here we go again. We didn't learn our lesson. And guess what? We didn't learn our lesson when we were hoodwinked about COVID, I guess. And now on the same thing here is we're not learning our lesson. We're getting hoodwinked again with the FBI and Brian Cole Jr. Hoodwinked. That was a year that they put. Now a year goes past and all of a sudden we are, we have nothing to show for what happened with January 6th, which leads to a lot of corruption. Mm-hmm. So thanks, guys. Thanks for doing that for us. We really appreciate it. I guess I'm black-pilled. Thanks, Brianna.
Hey, you know what? Maybe it's a term we just need to own at this point, because I don't take it as a bad term. I think they're trying to maneuver it now. We all know who we're talking about here. They're trying to maneuver it now on social media and go after people who are critics. I've been told that it's going to ramp up on all of the key players you just named, Chad. We're about to get slammed and attacked for... casting doubts on our government. Oh my gosh. It's quite the crazy times you live in now where we're told we just have to like nod our heads and clap like seals. Like, good work, good work. I give credit where credit's due. Today on X, I said, you know, DHS does a great job. I don't obviously like TSA, and I voice my concerns when I reach out to DHS, TSA, the folks over there. Obviously, it's all the same. But when I reach out to their comms team, they are nothing but kind, respectful, get me a response. This week, Chrissy Noem gave us a response directly to me, and we aired it for you guys. So, and it was criticizing them over the Quiet Skies and the terror watch list. So I will appreciate great government agencies that are doing what they should be doing, even when I offer my criticism. That's how it should be. The folks at DHS, and I say it all the time, are great people. Great people. Trish McLaughlin, her whole team and the comms team, they have been nothing but kind, and that's how it should be. I shouldn't have to sit here and have to fight these agencies for responses and then have, you know, their talking heads go on social media and go after people. It's just not acceptable behavior. It's not professional, and nor is it patriotic either. So thank you for that. All right, let's turn to Jay in Georgia. Jay, I think you're going to say something that I'm really going to like. What's on your mind?
Well, I hope you can hear me okay. It's raining, and I'm driving.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm a truck. So I'm running up and down the road, for, you know, since 1988, over the road. And the bottom line is I pay a lot in taxes. And I'm 61, and I'm close to being able to retire. But, you know, you really can't retire on Social Security and what little money I have because I remodeled the house and all. But what I'm getting at is I spoke to the boss. I said, maybe you can use your influence and speak with other owners of businesses and tell them, you know, give everybody a 1099 because we all get a 1040. And Trump's bill not really helping out truck drivers that much. We get a little bit of per diem money that's not taxed. But anyways, if everyone had a 1099, and then we can make the choice if we want to pay taxes. Because what I'm seeing my tax money go to is fraud all over the world. And I'm about fed up with it. And I'm not, like, going to go hurt anybody or anything, but I'm really sick of this BS. And I don't think we should pay tax.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jay, thank
you. Go ahead.
It's breaking up a little bit now, but, you know, thank you for going to work and working every day because, I mean, apparently not everyone's doing that in this country, and I understand your frustrations. My concerns are just like yours right now. You know, what's the purpose of paying taxes when it's being shuffled over to fraudsters and it's being used inappropriately? I mean, it's whether it's being shuffled over to fraudsters, whether it's being shuffled over to pay for other countries' wars, and our politicians are very likely getting kickbacks on that front because they're way too enthusiastic for these foreign wars. I would say that, yeah, I mean, there's no incentive to continue paying taxes in this country right now. And I think they're going to have a really big problem because too many Americans are waking up to this. You know, I think the response that we heard yesterday from the vice president is that they are going to have a separate U.S. attorney to go after these fraudsters directly. I like that. It sounds good. Let's see where it lands. Let's be optimistic here. I always want to try to give people, obviously, the time. It's going to take a very long time, probably the full 3 years that they have left to go after these individuals. We'll see what the numbers look like when they finally do and whether we deem that efficient enough. But the reality of it is yes, it's your money and it shouldn't be shuffled over to countries that hate us, people that hate us. And it should be making this country, it should be going to making this country safer and obviously in a much better place. So, Jay, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I'm going to get to one more person before we have to wrap. We only have 2 minutes left. Let's get to Andy in Florida. Andy, welcome to the show. Andy, hi.
Yeah, I got you. Thanks for having me. Hey, I just wanted a little backstory. I'm a 20-year Green Beret, so I wanted to get some tactical expertise on what's going on with ICE now they should be running their operations down there in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. So, perfect. Thank you for your service, my friend. And you have about 2 minutes, just so you know.
I'll make it quick. So, hey, when you know you're going into an enemy hotspot like Minnesota, there has to be some better tactical planning, I'm feeling. It's a tragedy that what happened, but that was completely avoidable, not only on the person's part, the lady who got killed, but also on the tactical level of prior to planning. They need to go in there strategically, set up a blocking position, and roll with a heavy package. It should be a two for one. Every agent there that is going to go in and arrest and illegal, there should be another one dealing with protesters. They should deal with them harshly, going plexi-cuff, bat them up, put them in a pool, and move on to the next. I mean, these videos, they're pepper spraying them and letting them get away with grabbing them guns. No, you need to go in there and roll them up. There needs to be some accountability. There needs to be some charges filed on them. And we need to start bringing the wind out of the sails of these protesters. And then on the second point of that, at the top, the DOJ, nothing sticks when you use with Pam, with the like the cooking spray. I mean, we need some accountability to hire to see who was organizing these protesters, the money, where it's going, where it's flowing down, and cutting the snakes at the top of the head so that this paid protest and stuff starts trickling down. But there need to be strategic operations, looking with prior proper planning, good reconnaissance, good blocking positions. And that way, when you're going into a hotspot where you have no backside support from any kind of local PD, you're in, you're out, you're quick, you're getting your target, and you're moving on. Because we know that they are pushing this. They need their martyr for the Podesta plan. And they're doing their everything they can because we're taking away their voting block and we're making them weaker. That's just a quick snapshot of my overview.
Yeah, well, I like it. Listen, we need that. So thank you for calling in. You know, I'm watching, too. One of the mainstream journalists, I believe she's with News Nation, but hold on one second. She's with News Nation. Allie Bradley, she's outside actually at the facility in Minneapolis right now, the ICE and Border Patrol facility, and they're actually putting down right now concrete barriers. So I think they're going to start taking this a little bit more seriously and have a better plan in place for going out there and doing what they should be doing, of course. So Andy, spot on. And I hope they start taking that advice because, again, what we saw unravel there, I don't know if it's just a chaotic situation. We don't know the backstory, but yes, you're spot on and correct. All right, folks, that does it for me. Stay put, though. The Alex Jones Show starts next.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.